Wasim Saeed Mohammed arrived in Somaliland in February with his wife and two sons. They fled Yemen after Houthi militants attacked their home in Aden.
This is the only country where the cost of living is cheap, and there is good security, and I can live with the people.
Mohammed works at a bakery owned by his uncle's Syrian friend, Abdul Rahman Darwish. He had been living in Yemen since the 1980s, but brought his family to Hargeisa last year.
The situation here is very good, but I'm lacking some materials and support. I want to leave and go to another country, but it's very difficult. I cannot take the risk at sea with my wife and two daughters. If I can get some legal way to Europe or elsewhere, I'll be willing to do that.
Options for Yemeni refugees are limited. Most don't have the money to pay smugglers or attempt the long, dangerous route to Europe, which involves crossing the Gulf of Aden, then going by land through Egypt to access the Mediterranean. And even then, many can't get visas in Europe or even Turkey. Somaliland may be safe and welcoming, but it is poor. Unemployment is high. The UNHCR says that of the 10,000 people who have arrived here from Yemen, about 1,900 are Yemeni nationals. There is no refugee camp in Somaliland. The government says it is open to the idea, but the UN says the numbers don't justify it. Somaliland broke away from Somalia in 1991, after a three-year war, so many of the people here know the refugee experience firsthand. Still, resources are limited.
The refugees are in the same situation as Somalilanders, because the Somalilanders also don't have enough jobs. So anyone who had skills working in Yemen, he can do the same here. But we are trying to help them.
Upon arrival, refugees are given food, medical care, and cash, about $100 per person from the UN. They can also get transport within Somalia if they wish, but it's not enough for some.
I want to leave. I want to leave this country. I want to go to a civilized country. I want to live. I want to be stable financially. I want to be stable in my life. I want to go back to school. Do something. Make a life. Here's not life. There's no life here.
For now, they must make the best of things here in Somaliland. Jill Craig, VOA News, Hargeisa.